You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you there, Johnny?
I'm good, and yourself?
Excellent.
I'm reasonably good as well. So
now that is good to hear.
Everybody's on good stead, which is great.
Well, we're in a good place then. Very good. Yes. So I have been reading a very interesting report put out by the Pew Research Center, which is a research center mostly into religious themes based in the USA, on Europe's growing Muslim population. And I thought this was quite an interesting topic for conversation, because what it shows is that if you project forward from the current patterns of Muslims in Europe, and then you just look at population growth, and you don't even assume new vast numbers of migrants, whatever,
yeah, okay,
that you can see a really, really interesting pattern of a very significant growth of Muslims in the central countries of Europe and in the UK. I didn't really have a chance to look online.
I had a quick flick through the article that you sent through, and it seemed to say, obviously, a reasonable amount of this has been driven by refugees, but the Muslim population...
Yeah, I thought we weren't talking about that.
I know, is on average just a lot younger, and so they're more fertile.
Yeah, precisely. So that what it shows is that as of 2016, France, because of its strong tradition of Algerians coming to France, and Algeria is largely Islamic, has 8.8% of the population is Islamic. Sweden was the one that interested me as the next highest in main part of Europe, but I'm not quite sure why Sweden is so receptive, but I think that's to do with its migration policies.
Right.
8.1%.
It's also like, you know, it's also a pretty rad place though, isn't it, Sweden? Like, they've kind of got their ducks in a row in heaps of different ways, so maybe they're just like, let's go to the best one, you know?
And that has certainly been a source of tension, as it has been in Germany, that the very different ethos of a lot of the refugees has felt that the liberal status of Sweden is pretty hard to deal with.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a lot of the issues raised by this grab. See, what it shows is that you've got a group of countries, the UK, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and then Bulgaria as an outpost, and then almost everything else has actually very low proportions. Italy, I suppose, at 4.8%. But then they project forward, and that was what I found most interesting, because, as you say, with just a youthful population compared to those of no religion or Christian religion or anything else, it would show just perfectly, by 2050, 12% in France, 11% in Sweden, nearly 10% in UK, and 8.7% in Germany. So those are significant increases, because once you're at a 10% of the population, really there's a great deal of ways in which the country starts to be influenced by that. But the medium, the assumptions that there would be continued either just ordinary migration or refugees produce really quite spectacular results. So you notice that it goes for Sweden, it goes to, if you take the high projections, 30%, UK 17%, Germany 19%, nearly 20%, France 18%.
Pete, I've just got a sort of a question. Obviously
there's lots of questions that are these figures of age.
Their first generation, would it be a first generation Muslim in Sweden? Is that, you know, when they're recently
I understand it is relatively recent.
What's the likelihood of them remaining Muslim or going, hey, we live in a fairly secular country now, maybe we won't necessarily hold the same views as our parents?
And I think that is a very, very likely scenario, and it's a weakness of the argument that it assumes that people don't... Well, it does allow for... There is some sort of attempt to predict the likelihood of people changing. But, I mean, it's very, very much guesswork. I think the greatest likelihood would be that Islam would become much less fervent and Muslims would disperse into a very great variety of standpoints, because you can see that with, say, all the waves of previous migration, of, say, Jewish migration, some of the other big migration waves, because Europe has always been a place that's welcomed migrants. So it's true. But what you can also see, though, is that in the process of that happening, some quite high issues are raised, and it sort of makes sense then the recruitment, the potential for something like ISIS to flourish, because a mighty lot of these people who've come as refugees look on at a very wealthy society in which they feel out of place. And so there's a major issue facing Europe as to how to deal with this.
Right, right. Do you just bringing this back home sort of perspective?
Yes.
Do we know how many Muslims reside in New Zealand in relation to this? Okay. Who are we on par with? Like, if I'm looking at this Europe.
Oh, we're
Italy
around.
Kind of thing,
we're nothing like that high.
Okay.
So we're probably at around the. Now let me see what the current figure is.
Poland.
Because we're about
Poland?
We're about 1 or 2%.
Okay, so we're around the Poland area, aren't we?
Yeah. Not quite as low as Poland.
Okay, cool.
More like Ireland, I think.
We're more attractive than Poland. That's what we're saying here.
That's true.
Great.
And in New Zealand, it's quite interesting, because the successful integration of Muslims has been commented in recent years that most Muslims, there's been relatively little sign of disenfranchised Muslims in New Zealand. I was listening to a talk over the weekend showing how that Islam is increasingly has a kind of an Aotearoa face on it. But if there are large groups of people who feel deprived and feel as though they're not getting equal treatment, then of course the opposite can happen.
But generally, most of the places that they've gone to,
France is strong.
Europe, they have a
UK is obviously strong, but
reasonable
Sweden.
Social welfare.
Yeah, and I think that potentially, say in France, where it is actually the generations of Muslims in France are much. They've been there since 1940.
Okay,
that's right. And so I think there, where actually Islam is probably the most active religion in France today.
Wow.
Because Catholicism has its lowest levels of attendance in France, as a result of the French Revolution, actually, it goes back a long way.
Right.
And most Muslims in France seem to be relatively well adapted, but then also France has been quite cautious about taking refugees. The Germans, in contrast, who always had a significant a Turkish minority, and see, a lot of the refugees are coming from Syria. And they come in, and so the stories about those New Year riots and violence last year, it sort of makes some sense that if people come in with great hopes and then get very little, that they feel very angry towards the receiving society.
Right, yeah. A little bit alienated sometimes.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of work ahead of, I guess, governments in certain countries in Europe to accommodate
everyone. I think that's
a
challenge. And to accommodate them without producing, you see, a backlash, because if they go too far that direction, then there will be a backlash. Look at Donald Trump's tweets over the weekend.
I try not to.
Yes, but, every time he tweets that way, he increases the number of people who resonate with him and say that's what it's like.
That's right.
Scary.
And I just shouldn't be tweeting at all, I don't think.
Yeah,
he
needs to get off his computer, essentially.
That's his best mate, though.
He's got nothing else to do.
All right, Peter, thank you for that insight as to what's happening in Europe there. That is very interesting, something to keep an eye on, and really how the communities sort of adapt, I guess, isn't it? It's quite interesting.
Yeah, that's the story, yep.
Thanks, mate.
Very good.
We'll catch you next Monday.
Excellent. Good.
Bye. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.